Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Peye, Peirik Dalid, Mishnah Dalid. Peye ein koisun eise bim agolis. We already explained when they cut tfua, they had a keli called a magol. On top of the pole, there was like a blade that looked like half a moon. That's what they used for things like grain. Like we explained, you held onto a fistful of grain and you cut it with this. If you weren't cutting grain, but you were like schlepping onions out from under the ground, they use a special kind of a spade. So when it comes to peya, this last part and all the anim are standing here, they shouldn't cut it with a magel. They ain't oikrinas of kardumais. And things like onions, no, they shouldn't dig it up with these spades. Because these can be dangerous tools. If a bunch of people are there together trying to get a hold of the grain or the onions, and each one has this tool, can you imagine what would happen? So says the Mishnah, don't use them. So that the poor people don't hit each other with dangerous things like a sickle or a spade. The Tosfos Yontov explains, either it'll happen by mistake, as everyone's trying to grab, or they can get into a fight with each other. Who gets what? So how then do they take the pay if they can't use the tools? The Mepharshim say, with their hands. Interesting halacha. What if there's only one poor person standing there? No one can say he's going to hit his friend. He's the only one here. Even if he swings very wide and he's in a big rush, and he smashes the spade into the ground, there's no one else here to get hurt. But l'maisa chazal, we're not mechalik. They're not supposed to use a keli when it comes to collect the peya, and that would be true even for one ani, and it would also be true, says Reb Moshe, if all the aniyim are maskim. No, we're all going to use a tool, we're going to be careful. No. Chazal say, we're not going to take a chance of someone being hurt. So we have to learn from here. In a dangerous situation, don't say, well, I'll be careful, it's not a problem. We don't say that. We say, don't put yourself into a dangerous situation. Not when it comes to yourself, and for sure not when it comes to hurting others, chas v'shalom.